Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. God, we bless you. God, we thank you. We worship and reverence you, O God. In the name of Jesus, we celebrate and extol you, O God. There is none like you, O God. There is none like you, God. We can look high. We can look low, O God, and we will never find anyone like you. Praise the Lord, saints and friends. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and you have tuned in to Tehillah Worship. Amen. And we are glad to have you this evening. Tonight, we are going to engage the Holy Spirit through prayer and intercession, worship, and meditation in his holy word. And for those that regularly listen, amen, thank you for coming back. Anybody that is new to Tehillah Worship, we welcome you in the name of Jesus. So I want to invite you to get your Bibles and the sermon notes if you went to church today. How many of y'all went to church today? Lift your hands. Show of hands. How many of y'all went to church today? Amen. I see you. I see you. Praise God. Amen. I want you to get your sermon notes. Get your word of God and go to the text that the passage of scripture that the word of God came from on today. And if you didn't go to church, amen, but you have a scripture on your heart or you just want to seek the Holy Spirit to find a random scripture, go to a random scripture. That's all right. He will speak to you tonight in his word. I guarantee it. That is definitely acceptable. And so we're going to take some time like we do every week to meditate on the word of God. And the goal of this, amen, is to feed your spiritual man. Take some time to feed your spiritual man, specifically on Sunday nights, because I want you to get ready for next week or for this week. Some of you all have a week of work and some just have a week of ministry. I just want to take this time to allow the Holy Spirit to pour into you as if he hasn't already. But some of you all may want a little extra, and that's all right. So let's go ahead and go before the Lord in meditation, go before the Lord in intercession, and go before the Lord in prayer. Let us open up with a word of prayer. Our Father, our kind Savior, we thank you and we bless you for the opportunity to be gathered here this evening, O God, through, Lord God, the miracle of technology. Thank you, O Heavenly Father, for allowing these opportunities. Thank you, Lord God, for the connectedness that we can feel this evening, God, through the internet and through our telephone lines, God. And we just bless you and praise you. That where the Spirit of the Lord is, O God, there is liberty, O God. And we add to that, O Lord God, that your word says, where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So thank you for being here, O precious God, our Father. God, I do want to take this time to pray for those, O Lord God, who are preparing for the week ahead, God, a week of work, a week of ministry, O God, a week, Lord God, another week with their children, O God, and some another week, Lord God, without their children, Heavenly Father. We pray for those, O Lord God, who are in the prisons, and pray for those that are in the hospitals, O Heavenly Father. And we ask, O God, that you would surround them, envelop them, O God, breathe upon them in the name of Jesus, and minister intimately, Lord God, and life, Lord God, in them, Lord God. And we praise you and we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Well, all right, saints and friends, get your Bibles, get your comfortable spot. I hope you're in your comfortable spot, your big cushioned sofa or your love seat, or maybe some of you all are in a hammock. Or sitting or laying on the floor, whatever it is. Maybe you're just in your car, you pulled over and you are listening in your car, whatever it is, just get comfortable. We're going to take some time and just dive into the Word of God intimately, personally. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you face to face, mouth to mouth. And so let us go forth in the name of Jesus. Yes, God. God, you are worthy, God. You are an awesome God. And we bask in your glory. In the day when I cried, thou answeredest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. The word says, his glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. So, O ye saints of his, and ye inhabitants of the earth, are you giving him praise? Are you giving him glory right now? Are you setting yourself up to be blessed and to be a blessing? I see you, Minister Katie. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's give him glory.
Sing together. You deserve the glory.
You deserve the glory. There is no one.
That song is so beautiful. The worship of God is so perfect. I just wanted us to sit and soak in his presence. And I pray that my voice is not taking you out of his presence. But there is a word that I just want to speak into your life as we prepare to step out into tomorrow and into whatever you have to do this week. I pray that is all right. So why don't you join me in the book of John? My eyes fell upon a couple of verses in the fifth chapter, and I just want to quickly share with you this brief word. Amen. Verse 6, John 5, verse 6 says, when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day, I just pray that I can speak into your life right now quickly, yet I pray potently. As I believe that there is something upon me to speak to the thing that is upon you. It has been my mission and my desire for a long time to be able to minister grace, minister the grace of God unto anybody that will hear it. And I believe that this word of grace on this evening will speak and empower those of you that are listening and those of you that will receive it. So the first thing I want to tell you based on this word is that there is favor upon you, that there is favor on your life. And this favor is a reflection, or even better said, an expression of the grace that is upon your life. And I want you to understand what this grace is. This grace is the ability of God in spite of your perceived inability. I need you to stop believing and hearing the world and the enemy say, you can't do it. That's a lie. You can do it. And I want to add to it that you will do it. And I know for you, some of you, you don't even know what the it is. And some of you know exactly what the it is. And I just want to speak unto both groups of you. For you, when you find out what it is, I just want this to just resound in your spirit and to reverberate in your soul. You can do it. And for you who knows exactly what it is, and you've got to do it this week, you've got to do it tomorrow, or it's got to be done by Friday, I want you to know that you can do it, because there is favor on your life. What is favor? This favor is that God endowed divine ability, divine intervention. It is the divine presence and the divine influence of God upon you. And that influence of God that is upon you may specifically be there just to affect you. Because some of us, we are our own enemy. And so God puts that favor upon you so that you can affect you, so that you can speak to you and tell you what you can do. I hope I didn't confuse you, but that's all right. And some of us, the rest of us, we got that favor to affect and influence the world around us. And so I don't want you to quit. Somebody may walk up and tell you it can't be done, or tell you that there is no opportunity for you, but I need you to know that there is favor upon your life. And that may not be the opportunity, but that's all right. I believe that that opportunity is for you. There is an opportunity for you. There is a way for you. There is a solution for you. There is a blessing for you, and it is because there is favor upon your life. I look at this man, and he wants something. And I know we look at this man and always talks about healing, and that's all right, because somebody may need some healing. But I want to just speak to the fact that whatever is the problem, whatever is the obstacle, if God speaks it, if the obstacle is in front of you, but there is a solution made available to you, you have favor on your life, and there's a grace upon you to be able to attain and access the blessing, to attain and access the promise, to attain and access whatever it is that you're looking for. And so the next thing that I need to tell you is that you are next in line. Bless God. You are next in line. He says, when Jesus asked him, will you be made whole?
I don't necessarily want to say he had an excuse, and yeah, he did kind of have an excuse, but in somewhere in that excuse was still the answer, yes. I do want to be made whole. Yes, I do want to get in the water. The only problem is every time I get close, somebody jumps in front of me. Well, you know that what that still says to me is that you're next in line. Somebody may button you, which is a strange colloquialism in itself. Somebody may get in front of you, but I need you to know that you are next in line. I think the problem is because you didn't realize you had favor on your life. You thought that I'm gonna get it if possible. If possible that it can be mine, or maybe, or if maybe I think it's mine. No, it is yours, because the favor on your life says it is yours, and the position that you're standing in says it is right there. You're next in line. And so when the water's stirring up and when the opportunity rises up, you get on in there. You get on in there and claim that blessing. You get on in there and claim that process. You get promise. You get on in there and receive what belongs to you. You get on in there and know that he's already opened the door. You are standing under an open heaven, and the blessings of the Lord are raining upon you. Don't get pushed out of the way. Stand strong. Stand where you're supposed to be. And the third thing that I need you to know is if you want it, you can have it. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened unto you. God, Jesus said, do you want it? And somewhere in there, he said, yeah, I have. He got an excuse. He said, yeah, I want it. Well, he said, it ain't in nobody else to give it to you. It's in you to get it. How does he say that? He tells him, rise up, rise up. Yeah, you don't need a man to put you in the water. You don't need a nursemaid. You don't need assistance. You don't need a 100 people team. You don't need 20 mentors. It's in you. So get up. You've got the grace. You've got the ability in spite of your perceived inability. It's in you. It's placed upon you. It is pressed upon you. So get up. Rise up. Take up that bed. Take that thing that has been having you held you bound all this time. Take that thing that has been telling you you can't do it. Take that thing that you have been attached to and has been your crutch, and the thing that you have been a servant of, and now make it a servant of you. Rise, take up your bed and walk. Walk, press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. I need you all to know, I need you to receive this. I bless you if you do receive it, that there is favor on your life, that God has endowed you with divine supernatural influence, that you are next in line for the miracle, next in line for the blessing, and next in line for God's greatest gift. And if you want it, you can have it. And I pray that you want it. We're going to close now, but I definitely want to play this song, one more song for you on this evening. And I pray that it stirs something up in your spirit. May you have a blessed and an awesome week. May you be ready for what lies ahead. May you be stirred up in your faith, stirred up in your shando, and ready to run, ready to press, ready to overcome, and ready to rise. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for joining us on Tehillah Worship. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks. I look forward to seeing you next week. God bless. Before